Turning My Heart to the King. Devotional, Day 1. In this feast, we as God's people are receiving the call to repentance, to return to God, to examine ourselves and be ready for His coming. One of the most important concepts that we must take into account in this feast is Teshuvah. Teshuvah is a word of Hebrew origin that, when translated into English, is translated as repentance. But this Hebrew word has a deeper meaning, which is come back, return, and restore. Malachi 3:7. Ever since the days of your ancestors, you have scorned my decrees and failed to obey them. Now return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of Heaven's armies. But you ask, how can we return when we have never gone away? So in this feast, we must dedicate ourselves to examining our being, looking within ourselves, and identifying what we must change. Teshuvah itself carries other concepts that work together. Repentance, feeling of guilt or sadness for having sinned against God, but it should not remain a simple feeling. Cessation, immediately stop the damaging action. Confession, asking for forgiveness and confessing it verbally, is a necessary step to be free from sin. Resolution, decide not to repeat it and restore the damage done. Let's reflect. What does Teshuvah mean? Am I one of those who only feel guilty for sinning, or do I really live in Teshuvah? What would your response be to the verse in Malachi 3:7? Do I recognize sin and work my areas, or do I have the same attitude that Israel had? Pretend that everything is fine. Take a moment to pray and ask the Lord to bring you back to Him with sincere repentance. Verse to memorize. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and I will forgive them their sins and restore their land.